Hello there.
Hello.
Okay, I'm sorry. I sent some sheets late. My yeshiva's computer was broken, so I couldn't send it earlier. So just Baruch Hashem, they just fixed it. All right. But, okay. Okay, hello everybody. Okay, so let's try. We're trying to move a little bit because I'd like to finish this figure by tomorrow, if that's possible. I don't know if it's possible, but we'll see. Because I think it's people getting tired this figure. I don't know, maybe not.
No, not getting tired of it, no.
Okay, well, some people maybe are. Anyway, basically, we had a problem again. Just say over quickly, the problem is that Taisus asked the Kasha on the Riva from the Gemara, Taisus is mash, but according to him, it's good. But according to the Riva, it's not fair. So the question is, what's the difference? So the first question is, how do you understand Kotel HaBal? So that seems to be a Machlokes Rashi and Taisus in Kedusha. Rashi learns there's a Gemara in Rashi in Kedusha seems to say
What daf is that in Kedushin?
Yutas.
Thank you.
The Gemara in Kedusha says the Gemara in Kedusha is really not talking; it's just talking about the pasuk that says that when a woman's mezaneh. It says Eishes Ish, and that only that Eishes Ish is Chayim Isa. So the word Ish is coming to Lafuke if she's married to a katan. So Gemara says, where do you have the case that she's married to a katan? Basically, can't marry a katan because Kedushin, the katan can't make Kedushin. So the Gemara says it would be going on a case of Yibam. You would assume without the pasuk of Ish, you would think that she is Chayim Isa because Midiraisa Chazile. The simple pshat of Gemara is definitely the way Rashi says it, that she's considered married to the other, and because Yibam does not need das, so therefore the fact that he's a katan is totally irrelevant, and therefore the Gemara is saying you would have a havamina that there's a chiyam misa because she's an eishes ish with mizana, so an eishes ish with mizana is chayam misa. The pasuk of Ish, that there's a special xeris hakasav, or that for whatever reason you need to be an Eishes Ish. You're not an Eishes Ish. You're not Chayim Isa. That's definitely the simple reading of the Gemara in Kedushin. According to this reading of the Gemara in Kedushin, the Gemara is basically saying beferish that when a katan does yibam, it works midiraisa. Typhus has a problem. That seems to be against the Gemara and Yavama's Tzaddik Vav that says also bias ben tes kemayim, which implies that it doesn't work midiraisa, it's not the midiraisa, it only works rabbat. I think we might have quickly mentioned that in the first Shittas Tamoi, which he seems to say that the way you could read that Gemara is that also means not they made it up, but they made it down. Meaning that midiraisa, it was a good, it was a full kedushin, and Rabbanan decreased it kemaimer. But Taifas thinks that's Taifas in the reading. But it sounded like from that first Shittas Kamoi that that's a way to defend Rashi. That midiraisa is a complete kedushin, and it's also that it's not a complete kedushin. It's only like maimer. So it's the also means that they also means that they decreased it. And made it only like Mimer. Right? Tyson says, But I'm not sure, but Namaisa, Tyson apparently feels that psychic. Tyson feels that also as Mashra, they moved it up. Means that Midiraisa, it's not, it's even less a Mimer. And Rabbana made it like Mimer. That's how Tyson reads the Gemara. So therefore, Tovis has a problem. How do you read the Gemara? The Gemara seems to say that you need a pasuk of Ish. The Tana did no chiyamisa because Yibum works by katan, but the Gemara in Yevamah says Yibum doesn't work by katan. So Tovis says the Gemara means as follows: that if not for this pasuk of Ish, I would think that Yibum works by katan, and therefore I would think that she's mezana, she's chiyamisa. Comes along the pasuk and tells me that she's mezana, she's not chiyamisa. But there's a next step, which is Chosher in the Gemara in Kedushin. Once you tell me that she's Mizana, you're not Chayim Isa, Gupa, we learn out from there that Zemin the Fun, that Kedushin is not Taifes. Because if Kedushin would be Taifes, why wouldn't you be Chayim Isa? It's not logical. We don't want to make a totally illogical Xeris and Chosher. Therefore, we assume Zemin, we learn from this passage, Gupa, the Kedushin is not Taifes. So therefore, Mitaraisa, after the word Ish, now before the word Ish, we would assume Yibum works katan deraisa. After the word Ish teaches us Yibum works, doesn't work at all, midaraisa. Now comes along also, and Rabbana made it, then it works midrabbana. That seems to be Taifis and Shita. So it comes out that in Taifis and Kedushin, we have a machlekes, Rashi and Taifis, whether katan works midaraisa or not midaraisa. So if you learn, like Rashi, that it works midaraisa, and the Gufa removes the Zika. So then, Taifis is very simple. Because the Riz Kashi on the Riva is, why should it work? Midaraisa. It's a Bia that's not right. I come Hashem. So it shouldn't work Deraisa. According to me, it works Deraisa. Because you don't need a Bia right. I come Hashem. According to you, it doesn't work Deraisa. It logically shouldn't work Deraisa. Because there's a Bia, Shane and Roy, I come in Shane. But the problem is that it's Beferish, in Taifis and Lamed Hay, the Re, in Yevamis, that he learns that it does not work the Raisa, because he brings a Rai, he had a Kasha, by Bia's Beferish, clearly doesn't work the Raisa. That's what Reish Lakish says. And Taifis has a Kasha, according to Reish Lakish, it doesn't work, there should be an Isser Reish Yisach. And what's very interesting is Taifis doesn't answer the question. He just said, well, we find the same thing by Katan. It's a little strange, Taifis. He leaves out the Iker answer, okay? Alberta Maisa, what he's obviously comparing Katan to Muberes, which means that just like Muberes, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Also, by Katan, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. So the problem is, if Taifis agrees Katan is not Mekayim the Mitzvah, so what's he asking on the Riva? Even if Taifis agrees, if Taifis is granting, like shot in Taifis holds like the Taifis in Kedushin, that a Katan doesn't fulfill the mitzvah. So what's he asking on the Riva? Katan is anyway not fulfilling the mitzvah. So he said, his kasha is, l'chor you have to say, that according to you, Riva, there should be an Isser Reish Yisach. So our problem is, why should it be an Isser Reish Yisach? Say Hutra. Edomai, you don't like Hutra, so then there should be an Isser Reish Yisach according to the Ri too, because since according to the Ri, in other words, according to the Ri, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah because of Ish. If you learn it like Taifis in Kedushin. According, which it means you can't make a Kinyan, it's a Chisar in the Kinyan. And in order to Mekayim the Mitzvah, you need a Kinyan. Kinyan is an essential ingredient for the Kiyam of the Mitzvah. According to the Riva, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah because there's a Begam in the Bia. So what's the difference? That's our problem. We just hit up another. That since according to both of them, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. According to Ri, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah because it's a requirement. You need a Kenyan, and a Katan can't have a Kenyan. We learn from Ish, you can't have a Kenyan. According to Riva, he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah maybe for two reasons. One, because he can't make a Kenyan, and two, because he can't make a Bia. But either way, according to both of them, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. According to both of them, there should be an Isser Reish Yisach. Edomai, you say Hutra, with the spur that the Tovis HaRaz says on Lamed Hay, that whenever there's a Zika in the presence, and it's only to become mutter automatically by itself without doing anything, because the katan just grows up, we say hutra, just like we do by muberes. So what's Taifis' kasha on the Riva? That was a kasha. I'm sorry. What?
I can't be, because there's going to be a problem of Darchi Naom or whatever, because if she's going to be usher to him for... Did we say if we're right there, wasn't there with that...
I don't know. We didn't bring this.
We said before there was a problem. Rava says it's going to be a Darchinom issue.
I'd rather, that's the Gemara and Kufyat. It doesn't, not going to change, because the question is, what's the difference between the Re and the Reglav? It's whatever you have in one, you have in the other. So let's keep away from Darchinom. So if it's Darchinom, it's that base. I don't know. We're going to get into trouble. Okay, so that was the question. So yesterday, we had a suggestion. That was it. Let's just try and go jump right into the fire. And we had a suggestion. Basically, Rav Nochum gives a structure, but the way he says it is hard to understand. The structure that Rav Nochum has is that there is more kiyum mitzvah in the Re than in the Riva. Since there's more kiyum mitzvah in the Re, so there, even though you didn't get the full kiyum mitzvah, but there's more. So there's no Eish HaTzach in the Re, but in the Reva, where you have less Kiyum Mitzvah, there is an Eish HaTzach. But we didn't understand that, and you know that's the how that works, because the Chayra in both of them there's zero Kiyum Mitzvah. So I mean, like we said, what's the difference if your Tzilin's possible because you don't have Parshas, or your Tzilin's possible because they're not black? What's the difference if you the Maisa, they're possible? And they say you're Mekayim the Mitzvah more. If you don't fulfill the halacha, you're pasul. If Yibam needs kinyan, there's no kinyan mitzvah. If Yibam needs bia, there's no kinyan mitzvah. When one's more kinyan mitzvah than the other, how do you get that? So we wanted to say, we had a diak in the Shittas Kamoi, which was pointed out to me that I made a, I don't want to say a mistake, but I guess that's what you would call it, is I made a diak in the Shittas Kamoi when really, his lashon is really the same lashon as the Rambam. So why are you going to the Shittas Kamoi? Just be medayik straight in the Rambam. And then you have to check it in the Rambam and see if it's Eish Gehalten. And Pashas is not. Pashas, I'm slugged up from the Rambam. But I wanted to say that the lashon of the Shittas Kamoi, which is that it's a drop different than the Rambam, but it's pretty close. The lashon of the Shittas Kamoi is that ain't lo kona legamri, that a bias ventas is lo kona legamri. The Rambam uses almost the exact same lashon in I think the piece in Perik Aleph Halacha Tazayin. He says, "Ubias ventas ain't a kinda kinyan gomur." Right, it's almost the same lashon, lo kona legamri, ain't a kinda kinyan gomur. So there's a mashmos that you're not kind of Kenyan Gomer, but you are kind of Kenyan Shaino Gomer. So I said, oh, so now we have a beautiful answer. Not working out the details, but the structure of the answer is very good, is that you could say that the only time the Yisr HaShasot goes off is when you have a quasi mitzvah Yibam. In other words, you can have so by bias ben tes, what do you need for a mitzvah yibam? You need a bia, and you need a kinyan. So according to the Riva, you don't have a bia. You have a bia shein and roi lakam hashem. That's a zero. As far as bias are concerned, that's zero. That's worthless. You didn't do the bia that the Torah wants. You put in the, you used the wrong bia. That's not the bia. The Torah wants bia for hakam hashem, and you got zero hakam hashem. So you're totally missing one of, you know, there's two ingredients for a cake, flour and water. And according to Rebo, you don't have the flour. So, you know, you brought instead of flour, you got something else. Well, that doesn't make for a cake. You need flour. So you did a bia, but it's not a bia right hakam hashem, which is not the bia that the Torah wants. So there's no mitzvah. According to the the two ingredients that you need for kinyan, for mitzvah, is bia and kinyan. Well, bia, you did a perfect job, according to the Re. Perfect job. Kinyan, you weren't gomer, but you did halfway. You did part way. I don't know what part way, halfway, quarter way, even a tenth of the way, whatever it is. So if you did tenth of the partial kinyan, then pashas, you should have partial mitzvah, because you did. So there are certain mitzvahs We said this in the Mabit and the Tshuva. There are certain mitzvahs that when you do partial what Hashem wants, you get partial credit. So Hashem wants Bia and Kenyan, and I did Bia, and I did partial Kenyan. So I did partial. If you just do Bia alone without Kenyan, you need two ingredients. You don't have the second ingredient. That's nothing. But if you have all the ingredients partially, you know, if you have a full Bia and you have a partial Kenyan, so it's like in order to make a cake, you need flour and water. And the recipe says you need a cup of flour and a cup of water. And I only have a half a cup of flour and a half a cup of water. So you get a half a cake. If you just have flour without water or water without flour, you get nothing. But if you have a half a cup of flour and a half a cup of water, or a full cup makes no difference, but then you have half the, you have half of all the ingredients. You have all the ingredients halfway.
This is by cotton, right?
Yeah, so I'm trying to say, based on the Rambam's Lashon, that right. The Rambam said that you're not kind of the gamrei. So I wanted to make this Kenyan gomer. So I wanted to make what the sheet of kamoy said not kind of the gamrei, but it's the same. So wanted to make this diak that you are kind of partially. So if you're kind of partially, then pashtis in svara, you're mekayim the mitzvah partially. It's like the guy who makes a half, instead of making the full cup of flour, he used half the cup of flour. So he gets half the cake. So if the Torah wants...
By Mu'beres, is that the same thing by Mu'beres?
So Mu'beres, you could say the same thing. It's very easy to say it by Mu'beres, the same thing. Because Parshat Pshat and Mu'beres, obviously we're not doing the sugya of Mu'beres. But Mubarak, Parshat Pshat is right. There's a woman of Eishes Och Sheyesh Lo Banim and Eishes Och She'ein Lo Banim. And Mubarak is somewhere in the middle. She's not an Eishes Och She'ein Lo Banim because she's partially pregnant. That's why Reish Lakish holds Bias Mubarak Lashme Bia. But she's not an Eishes Och She'ein Lo Banim because she's also to be Mapil. And that's the case. She ended up being Mapil. And that's why there's a Zika. So she's in some limbo state where she's a quasi Eishes Och She'ein Lo Banim. She's half Ein Lo Banim. So if she's half Ein Lo Banim, and now you do a perfect Yibam to her, so you did really, you got a half a Yibam because she's quasi Zaka, she's quasi Ein Lo Banim. That's what she is. So it's also like a half. It's not the half in the ingredients, it's a half in the woman. You know, you did all the ingredients of Yibam, but the woman is a half a Yibama. So you still have half a Yibam. When you're dealing with halves, a Mu'beres is a half a, the Chisarin is that she's only a half. She's a half of Ein, of Eishes Och Ein Lo Banim. So
she's
I can't hear it, Binyamin.
She can't have a published name.
What? I'm sorry, we can't hear you. Sorry.
Mu'beres can't have a kama shame.
Mu'beres has nothing to do with Akka, but that's irrelevant. We're not discussing, that's not the problem. The problem over there is irrelevant. That's irrelevant. We're not discussing that. That would be a rebuff problem. That's what we're talking about, the re, we don't care about BM Roy for a kama shame. The problem over there is, let's take in the re sheet, we don't need Mu'beres a kama shame. The problem is, that she's a quasi Isha Sheyesh Lo Banim. That's the problem over there. But she's not a real Sheyesh Lo Banim, or else she'd be no Zika, and she'd be Mutter Neshuk. So she's a quasi. She's a quasi Ein Lo Banim. So you do a Yibam to a quasi Ein Lo Banim, so you have a
quasi Yibam. And Tosis didn't know this in his Kasha when he asked it in Mechadish this?
Yes.
That'd be the Havamin and the Maskana then. Could that be the Havamin and Maskana Tosas?
Okay, whatever. Taibis Parshat Pshat is, yeah, you don't have you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. But the thing, the svara that we're saying is that when you have Taibis is saying a hutra, but Taibis Pshat and Daf Chaf is, when do I hear that there's a din hutra? When you're at least doing some kind of quasi mitzvah yibum, you're starting You're doing your beginning of the mitzvah. There's a little bit of the mitzvah, even 1% in the mitzvah, 2% in the mitzvah. There's something of the mitzvah. You know, so you're by Yavama on the tzad that she's ain't no bonim by Muberes, you did Yibum. By Katan, if you got according to the Re, you got a little bit of the Kenyan. So you got everything, a little bit.
That shouldn't be Mechadish though, Rebbe. I'm just saying that shouldn't be really a Chiddish. I'm saying that should be a fact. And okay. Tyson should see, is Muberes like Katan or Muberes not like Katan? That's usually the switch. It's not the switch in what the din is in Kenyan.
Okay. That will be, you know, my biggest problem. I'll work it out.
Rebbe wants to put this into the Re. I'm saying Rebbe wants to put this Chatzik into the Re.
Yeah, I'm saying that Tyson's archive is in Daf like Chav. The reason why he's saying that the Reva, you make no sense. Because according to you, this bia with a katan is like a bia of ha'ara, a bia shalaka darka. It's zilch. It has no shaykhis to yibam. You know, the mitzvah's yibam needs a bia of akama shame, and this bia has no akama shame. So it's zero. Wait,
Rabbi, we already put...
There's no shaykhis to yibam. Of course, you get an eshesok. I did a din hutra. There's no din hutra when you have no shaykhis to yibam. But according to me, says the Re, you're doing by a katan a quasi mitzvah yibam. In Shemayim, you get credit for starting already the mitzvah yibam. The Torah wants a bia and a full kenyan, and you did a bia and a partial kenyan. So you already get credit. Baruch Hashem, you get credit for doing 10%. We want you to do more. So you already started accomplishing the mitzvah. So there it makes sense to say hutra.
Do you have a partial kenyan in the Reva?
In the Reva, no. Because in the Reva, in the kenyan, amitzah the kenyan, you could have a partial kenyan, but you don't have a kenyan, you don't have the mitzvah. According to Reva, you only get the kenyan when there's a mitzvah. It's a technicality, but it's not relevant. According to Reva, in order to be yaitzi in a mitzvah, you need a bia royal kamashem. In that requirement, you totally struck out. You didn't do it partially. You didn't do anything. So it makes no difference if you had a full Kenyan. In the Gabi, the requirement, because according to Reva, the mitzvah, you're only yaitzi in a mitzvah's yibum when you have bia royal kamashem. You also need another requirement to get the mitzvah. You have to make a kinyan. Fine. But you need both requirements. One without the other does not give you a mitzvah. So the Torah wants both. So in the Reva, you might have the same, the gabi and the kinyan be the same, and they're not relevant. But the guy, you're missing one of the, it's like I say, you're baking a cake and I only have flour and no water. You have flour and no water, you got no cake. Water and no flour, you have no cake. You have no, this bia is a zero. So you did not, you're missing one of the essential ingredients that you need for a mitzvah, and you did zero, because a bia shana royal kamas came is not a bia that the Torah is interested in. So that's a zero. You got zero credit for that bia. So of course, and you didn't, so when we look at you, he said you didn't even start doing Yibam. You didn't start. You didn't do anything. This is meaningless. What you did is totally meaningless. You didn't start. You didn't do it. So why should we be Hutra? According to the Reva, I started. The Torah gave me a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to reach the top of the mountain. I started climbing the mountain. I'm climbing. Torah, you Abia, check. I did the Abia. Yeah, Kenyan. Okay, I'm working on it. I did the first step of the Kenyan. I made the first part of the Kenyan, you know. So I'm walking up the mountain. Now, Einachinami, you only get the mitzvah when you get to the top of the mountain. You get the full mitzvah. But you're starting and you get maybe partial credit, and maybe even if you don't get partial credit, but you're starting, you're on your way. I'm on the way. I'm going.
If she's not going to be mapil,
you should have a hutra in the ring.
One second. If she's not going to be mapil and she has the child, then he did the insert of Ishis Akshay Ishlabat. Yeah. So why would we try to do anything whatsoever to help this person?
We were talking about a cave and she was mapil.
That's after the fact. Later she was mafia.
Okay, but we Igloi Milson and Mafreya.
Igloi Milson and Mafreya? He had Asia's a B and Asia's on.
No, I really, I'm gonna interrupt. I'm sorry. I don't wanna do Mubarak. Mubarak is a non Arsugya. We're gonna get up into Mubarak.
We'll never
finish by a month.
So okay, so this is just a limud by Katan.
I'm trying to explain why Katan is not a kasha. Because according to the Ri, it's not fair, and according to the Riva, it is fair. Mubarak.
Putting aside any Mubarak type issues.
I would like to leave that out. I said.
The only thing we're focusing on the fact is that he can't do the Kenyan because the fact is currently she's Mubarak.
What?
The only thing we're focusing on is the fact that he can't do a Kenyan now because she's currently
Mubarak has nothing to do with Kenyan. Mubarak is no. We're not talking about let's just leave out Mubarak. You learn Mubarak a different time. I'll talk to you privately. We're not doing this like you, Mubarak. Mubarak has nothing to do. You're mixing sugyas. Mubarak has nothing to do with Kenya, nothing. But let's not leave out the sugya Mubarak, please. Let's focus on our Taifas. We only went to Mubarak because Mubarak showed us that Taifas holds like the Ri and like Taifas and Kedushin and not like the Rashi. But okay, anyway. So
I just don't understand how Tosfos and Kedushin could hold this. Rebbe already proved to us that Tosfos and Kedushin says it's a zero. That was his argument on Rashi. He proved it's a zero. If he's proving that there is some kind of Kenyan there, it's not really so strong against Rashi.
So good. So we're changing Tosfos and Kedushin. Okay.
Yeah, but Tosfos and Kedushin, he can't be slogging up Rashi.
Rashi saying it's partial. It's a full Kenyan. Rashi says it's 100% full Kedushin. He's arguing with Rashi.
Over here also, so the get should be later on. It should be a good Kenyan Midaraisa. So what are they arguing? It's not really an argument.
According to Rashi, it's 100% Kedushin. And you should really have an Is Achia Misa. And it's Xeris Akasis. You don't have Achia Misa. According to Tisus, it's not a... And according to Rashi, it's a good Yibum. And it removes the Z. According to Rashi, it's a perfect Yibum. It removes the Zika. It's like a mamish 100% perfect Zika. Okay, but according to Typhus, if you only get a very quasi Kenyan, if you only get a quasi weak Kenyan, you only get a quasi weak Kia Mitzvah Yibum. Of course, it's not going to pop their Zika. It's not going to be. It's just a little, you just took the first step. You passed your, in order to get your degree, you need the 120 credits, and you got your first five credits. You're not going to remove the Zika. You know, it's no shaykhus to Rashi. It's Rashi is very, very different than Rashi. Rashi says you're mamish mekayim mitzvah Yibum. Okay, anyway, so the problem that I was asked, and that's why we got all these sheets I sent, I hope you people got them, is that Lechaira, I am totally wrong. Because they say, you know, Dr. Begida, you know, he actually pays attention. And he says, you go ahead and your typical Chofetz Chaim fetch, and you make a diak in the Lashon that the Rambam says, by B.S. Bentes ain't a kind of Kenyan Gomer. But the Rambam, when he discusses Maimer in Perek Hay, Halacha Beis, uses the exact same lashon. HaMaimer Afa Bishena Kaina Biyavama Kenyan Gomer. So if you're, you know, you're a big shot, you're making your diak, so you're gonna have to make your diak. That Maimer also is midaraisa, does something. And I don't know, that's already relatively radical. That's pretty Maimer radical. I don't know if I want to go ahead and argue with the whole din of Maimer, that Maimer also midaraisa works a little bit. You know, that's pretty fluky. So Moshe Pshat, either if it works midaraisa, it should work fully. Then you don't need the din derabanan. So Maimer is derabanan. So Taifas, what does Taifas mean? Ain't a kind of Kenyan Gomer. So Dr. Begida said that ain't a kind of kinyan gomer zetmin dafan. And even though it's not so nice in the lashon, it means it's not kind of kinyan gomer deraisa, but it's kind of midrabanan. In other words, the Rambam is focusing on the result, not on the on the result is if it's only kind of midrabanan, you get a weak kinyan. I read the Rambam that, you know, listen, if you get it, he says you're not kind of the gamre, that's the lashon, when you, or you're not kind of kinyan gomer. That means that it's still kind of midrabanan, just you get it, but not in the gamre. And he's saying that he, what the Rambam means is you're midrabanan, you're kind of zero. Midrabanan, you're kind of. By definition, a kinyan derabanan is weaker than a kinyan derisa. So the end result is that you're not kind of the gomer. You're not kind of kinyan gomer because you only have a kinyan rabban. Is that slightly doichik in the lashon of the Rambam? Yes, but Dr. Begida says, and I think Parshat Pshat is right, but what can you do? You see the Rambam used that lashon by Maimer. So you see that that's what that lashon means. So if it meant that lashon by Maimer, so if in the stomach, that's what it means. You use the exact same lashon by Katan. So why? And especially the Gemara compares Katan and Maimer. The Gemara makes a heckish between the two. The Rambam himself later compares the two. So obviously, if that lashon by Maimer means it's drabanan, and that's what it means, ain't a kind of kinyan gomer because it works drabanan. So that's what he meant by Katan. So then my pshat's upshlag, because it means a midaraisa, it's a zero. If it's a midaraisa, it's a zero, and it's only not a kinyan gomer because you get a kinyan derabanan, then I don't think you can take off the iser eshezach. Right? That would be wild to say that since you're getting a mixes kinyan derabanan, the iser deraisa goes off. Right? I'm not ready to say such wild fiducia that in order for an iser deraisa to go off, you have to start. And if you did a kinyan drabanan, that's called you started. That sounds pretty wild. That
Rebbe Maimer is a is
therefore a... The I get schlugged up. My hope shot is that the reason why there's no iser eshezach is because you started. So the chur, you have to start the raisa. And even though the Rambam says you're not kind of kinyan gomer, all he meant is it's not kind of kinyan gomer because you get a kinyan drabanan. But it's Kinyan Deraisa.
Yeah, but Maimer is talking about Hilchas Derabanan and what it affects. Over here, he starts out with Chalitza, which is clearly Deraisa. It's a meat in the Torah of Ish, whatever that is. And then he says the flip side of Legabe Bia. He can't switch to a Derabanan if he's talking about the flip side of a Deraisa.
So,
difficult on.
I know. Bia's Bendes. I'm going to read the Rab again.
He's talking the same words. You're not talking the same halacha.
He's telling you, because of the halacha, he wants to tell you that it does kind of, it does get you this level of a kinyan derabanan.
And the rice and to switch the rabbanan is very difficult. Okay.
Okay.
Can I ask a question? Rabbi? According to
Rabbi's halacha, that if the Rambam uses the same exact lashon in two places,
according to Rebbe's understanding, that Tosfos holds that the Rabbanan reduced the Daraisa. Midaraisa, it should be Kona completely.
No, Rabbanan, no, say that. Wait. Who are you saying that in? That was Rashi. Tosfos doesn't agree with Rashi. No. Rashi's shita was midaraisa. You're kind of gamre and rabbanan reduce it. But that shita is thrown out. No one's working with that shita. Now, Taifis and Yavamis does not hold to that shita. So that shita is, we can't be gamre with that shita. So we have to work with the shita that midaraisa, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. That's it.
What was the deal?
And rabbanan builds you up, not put you down. But the question is, what happened before? What do you have midiraisa? So I was trying to say that midiraisa, you have a little bit of a kiyum mitzvah. Midiraisa, you have a beginning. You went up, you made a mixes kinyan, because I was medayik in the lashon of the Rambam. They says you're not kind of kinyan gomer. It means you got a partial kinyan.
What are the Rabbanan doing? What are the Rabbanan doing altogether? They're doing the same thing as the Deraisa. The Deraisa, you're already partial.
Because they made it, I mean, I don't know if at that level of Deraisa, it would have certain halachic nafkaminas. I don't know. The Rabbanan made it on the level of a full Kedushay Maimer. That it's mamish, you need to get your Rabbanan to get Eishes Ish. And there's a lot of there. I just said that there's a some kind of quasi kinyan. It doesn't mean exactly the Rabbanan moved it up to the level of 100% Kedushin Rabbanan.
Okay. They're not doing it on their own. They're using the Doraisa.
Well, I can't hear. I'm sorry.
They're using the Doraisa. They're not doing it on their own. Not coming out of nowhere.
Okay, fine.
So the kasha that Rebbe's asking now, that it's hard to believe that the Rabbanan takes off the Eishes Ach. If the Rabbanan are using the Doraisa, so then that partial Doraisa.
That's assuming there's a Doraisa. But where in the world did we get such a crazy idea that B.S. Benta, according to Tadir, we only know two shitas in Kedushin. Rashi is that Midiraisa works and Rabbanan passed it. And Pashup Shana Tov is that Midiraisa doesn't work. So I wanted to make up a new shita, and I want to say that's Kupo Tovis holds, that Midiraisa works a little bit. But without a Raya, I don't believe you can say such a thing. I'm not going to say such a radical thing. So I thought I had a Raya from the Rambam. You know, the Rambam who says that you're not kind of the Gamre, you see that the Rambam holds that it's partially kind of. I did not want to come along. I'm not such a radical person. Maybe if I get stuck, but I don't think so. That to go ahead and on my own say such a thing that there's a quasi kinyan deraisa. You know, that's radical. Quasi, making up quasis are radical. So if no one says it, to start making it up is radical. So I thought that I can prove it from the Rambam. But the moment the Rambam uses, this is what Dr. Begida is saying, that the moment that the Rambam used the exact same lashon by Maimer, and by Maimer, it doesn't mean that there's a quasi kinyan deraisa. It just means that there's a weak kinyan derabbanan. There's a full-fledged kinyan derabbanan. That's what it means, which is by definition a weak kinyan because only derabbanan. So that's very, very likely what the lashon meant by B.S. Ben Test. So then you're just making up. So I have no mikor anywhere in Shas to my radical idea that a mimer of a katan makes a quasi kinyan. So now
we're back to zero.
I wouldn't say it without a mikor. What?
Fine. So we need another teretz then.
Okay. But you remember Rav Nelson. You remember the Rashiva used to say all the time that if you have a teretz is like a gem, and if someone shrugs you up, you don't throw it away so quickly, right? Remember, she used to always say that one of the things he used to like to say. No, I remember that. I don't know. He used to say, you got a gem, and then if you value it, so just because there's a kasha, you don't throw it away.
Does Rebbe have a modification of this teretz then?
I want to fix it up. I want to try and fix it up. I'm not ready to throw it away yet. But that was something I used to always say. I remember. Rabbi Gedalia, so I assume you remember too. She used to say that, no? Doesn't even sound familiar? You say if you have a chiddush is a gem. A chiddush is, you know, Rav Chaim Volozhin said he would give his whole, what did he say? What was tefillas? Forget it already. I think he said, what was tefillas? So one new chiddush in Torah. So you got a chiddush. Now someone goes and makes a pickbook. So, you know, he's okay, I'm shrugged up. He says, you got a thing. You can't just, you don't just give up on $1 million because you got to sort of a kasha. Okay. So that's where I said all these all these sheets. So the first thing is, look at the Rava Magid and Bays and Hey Bays. The Rava Magid as a kasha says, "Amaymer Avah Bisha Kaina Kaim Yevama the Kinyan Gomer."
Which what halachas are these? Hilchas one.
Hilchas Yibam. Hilchas Yibam. Perik A, Halacha Beis.
Okay.
So it uses this lashon by Maimer that it's Eina that it's the Eina Kaina Kinyan Gomer. So that's the kash on me. So look at the now the Rabbi Magid says, the Hutruk Rabbeinu Bekan the Vayer Shemaimer Eino Enemy Debray. Now it sounds like the Rabbi Magid is bothered by Akasha. The Rambam left out a very important point. He doesn't say that Maimer is Drabana. Anyone who would read the Rambam, since he would think that when the Rambam says, Eina Kaina Kinyan Gomer, he would read it like I thought to read it, you know, in the other Rambam, that you're Kaina Midaraisa, a weak Kinyan. So that the Rambam is misleading. He didn't say that it's Drabanan. He just says Eina Kaina Kinyan Gomer, but sounds like Midaraisa, you're Kaina. So how come? I think that's what the Rambam Mag is bothered, that the Rambam is not clear. He's supposed to explain himself. So he says, "Lo hutruk Rabbeinu began the fire, Shemaimer ain't no enemy to Breya. The fee because Samach lo amashikotha brosh perik sheni." Well, I didn't send that Rambam, but the Rambam in the beginning of Perik Sheni says beferish Shemaimer is Rabbi. I did not bring my Rambam in here. So we'll take his word for it. The Rambam in the beginning of Perek Sheni says, and he does say that Reimer is Drabon. And that's obviously the truth when you read the Gemara. Okay, so we see it's be Devrayim. And with Farish, I'm with the Gemara also on the afternoon that my time Amar Rabbanan Maimer Yevama Hani. And so we see it's Rabbanan, Shunda Mahani Be Alma. So, in other words, she's saying that the Rambam did not have to explain that Maimer is Midrabbanan because it's clear. The Rambam himself said it on Perek Sheni. So I have a problem now. The Rabbi Magid is jumping on the Rambam in Perek Hey Halacha Beis, where he says this lashon of Maimer ain't a kind of Yavama Kinyan Gomer. Why didn't the Rabbi Magid jump on the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Ches, where he said B.S. Bentes is ain't a kind of Kinyan Gomer? Should have asked the same kasha. How come the Rambam doesn't tell us that it's Drabanan? And his answer wouldn't even work because his answer is that he's Soimech on where he says Beferish that Maimer is Drabanan. I don't know, does he say somewhere Beferish that Bias Bentes is Drabanan? I don't know. So you could say he does, but I don't think he says.
The Rav Hamagid Lamaisa reading the words that you're not kind of Kenyan Gomer Lamaisa.
No, so if, I would like to claim
if he's reading it.
My claim is what I'm saying like this that let me finish that why did the Rav Hamagid ask on the other Rambam? Teretz is because in the other Rambam, Gupa, you don't have to say it's Drabana. In other words, the Rav Hamagid, when he got to the Rambam, the first Rambam, he didn't write his piece. He didn't write his piece because maybe it is Daraisa. He's learning like me. Now he gets to this Rambam. And in Maimer, he knows it's Drabana. So now he has a problem. So Then he says that the okay, even though the Rambam didn't write it, he left it because understood. So there's two ways you can say to make me good, depending on what you want. If I really want to be good, I say, so the Rav HaMagid is only saying that by Maimer. By Bias Bentes doesn't mean that. In other words, the same word could mean, it means the same thing. It's just two different ways. You're not a Kenyan Gomer because you get a Kenyan Deraisa. Ain't no kind of Kenyan Gomer means you're kind of a weak Kenyan. It could be a weak Kenyan Deraisa or a full Kenyan Derabana. A weak Kenyan Deraisa or a full Kenyan Derabana are both not Kenyan Gomer.
So what was his problem with the Lashon? So what was his Kasha?
His Kasha is at Faket. The Lashon of Kenyan, that there's a weak Kenyan is more mashma than the Kenyan Deraisa. So there's the Rambam was ambiguous. He was misleading. So the Rabbi Magid says that the Rambam relied on the fact that you'll know that I mean that there's a weak Kenyan Derabanan because I spelled it out clearly in Perek Sheni.
But why not use the better
B.S. Bentes, where the Rambam never spelled it out. So there, you don't have the Rabbi Magid's answer. So the Rabbi Magid will have to admit that over there, of course, the Rambam meant like the simple mashmos of the Lashon. Otherwise, the Rambam was over on the problem that he's saying, that the Rambam, you're being too ambiguous. How can the Rambam say, Diaz Ben Taz, it ain't a kind of Kenyan Gomer, your mashma that it works midirabanan, and midiraisa.
Why did the Rambam use the ambiguous lashon in the case by Maimer? Why didn't he say the right one? Granted, he's being Simon.
Because he relied on the fact.
Yeah, but
that's the Rav HaMagid's Kasha. You're asking the Rav HaMagid's Kasha, and the Rav HaMagid gives a daichik answer. I can't help it that the Rambam relied on the fact that he explained it clearly before, so he felt he didn't have to be clear enough again. But Lemaisa. The Rambam did not have such an excuse when it came to Bias Bentes. So when it comes to Bias Bentes, I would claim that Adar Rabba, this Rabba Magid, this thing is a riot to me. You see from the Rabba Magid that if it's Rabbanon, you got to explain it. So by Bias Bentes, L'chaira, the Rambam didn't explain. Now I'm being ambiguous because someone's going to look through the Rambam and find another place in the Rambam where he did explain it. But I don't know. But I do know where you're going to say.
Why can't you say the Rambam relied on the Gemara? What?
I don't think we say that. The Rambam, that's very, very dicey. The Rambam, the whole Rambam, if the Rambam wanted to write and rely on the Gemara, then he wouldn't have bothered writing his Sefer. Rambam wrote his Sefer. You don't need the Gemara. You're going to read the Rambam. The Rabbi Magid doesn't say the Rambam by Maimer relied on the Gemara. He says the Rambam relied on what he said himself. That's as if he should somehow hamash because of Rosh Perek Sheni. And then he says, and obviously this is right because, in other words, and don't try and drain that the Rambam didn't mean that because you see that from the Gemara. But I don't think people would say such a thing. The Rambam relied on the Gemara.
Rambam says Eino Kona Kenyan Gomer, that's a reference to Maimer, because by Maimer he also says Eino Kona Kenyan Gomer.
It's not the same. In other words, by Maimer, he spells out the famous it's Drabon. So then you understand that when I said ain't a kind of Kenyan Gomer, I mean it's kind of Drabon. By Bias Bentes, I don't believe the Rambam says anywhere that's Drabon. It happens to use the same Lashon that it used by Maimer.
But he's also equating it to Maimer.
Okay, well, it adds up here, it didn't equate it. It equates it later. That's true. That's right. We didn't do that one yet.
That's where Rebbe was asking that why isn't the Magid Mishnah asking over there?
No. In Perik Av, he didn't equate it to Maimer. Perik Av, he doesn't.
Why the
halacha yudchas?
The Rambam wrote over the lashon of the Gemara.
I understand, but the question is this phrase is an ambiguous phrase. So the fact that the Rambam says, he does say that they're both ain't a kind of kinyan gomer, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're the same ain't a kind of kinyan gomer. They could be that they're ain't a kind of kinyan gomer. One could be derisive, you have a weak kinyan. There's two ways you can get to the same result. You can get there because derisive, you have a weak kinyan. And you can get there because Midrabanan, you have a strong Kenyan. So the question is, why didn't the Rav HaMagid, like the Rav HaMagid, so to speak, waited? He waited to write his halacha on Perek Hei Halacha Aleph. Why didn't the Rav HaMagid right away, he should have written his halacha, and he should have had the same problem on Perek Aleph Yud Ches. So my preferable position would be, which I maybe is a little, but I don't know if it's so bad. I'm just defending myself from Dr. Begida's attack. Is that Zemin the fun that even though the Rambam compares Yavim Katan, Bia Vikatan, and Maimer Vigadon, they're compared that they both end up with Aina Kaina Kinyan Gomer, but you know, the negative he's talking about, they both don't, in both cases, you don't get, the stress is on the negative. In both cases, you don't get a Kenyan Gomer. But what do you do get is slightly different. By Maimer, you get a Kenyan, full-fledged Kenyan Durabad. And by Cotton, you get a full, a weak Kenyan Duraisa. They're both equal, that ain't a kind of Kenyan Gomer. That they're both exactly the same at that point, that they're not kind of Kenyan Gomer, but the but there could be in Londis slightly different.
That what did Velvel say I about this?
Prefer to say if
what did Velvel say about this? What did Velvel say about this?
I don't know yet. If worse comes to shove, I would say, even if, but I don't want to say this yet, but I'll just say it just for my security, like I have insurance, that even if you guys are right, that once the Rav HaMagid in Perek Hei Halacha Bey says that it means Drabanan, and once he tells us that Maimer is Drabanan, then he goes back and tells you B.S. Katan Zoto Draban, but the fact that he didn't say it on Perek Halacha Yud Ches is a raya that in Halacha Yud Ches he was ready to read the Rambam that it's the Raisa when he got there. It was only in Maimer he stuck on. So therefore, it still shows that there's such a possibility. But okay, anyway, I don't want
to
say
what's that. The arrow on Yud Ches? What's the arrow? Rebbe put an arrow to Yud Ches on the side. Who's mine's cut off over there.
Which Yud Ches?
And Yud Ches on the left side of the page.
Well, which parak? Which, yeah, that's a very important. We have to, I'd like to do that tomorrow.
Then the first three lines there, he says right away.
Can we look at that one? And there's the Rambam there spells out a little, but this is Perek Hey also, the same Perek, Perek Hey. Yavim Katan Ben Teshav Yom Echad, Biaso Kemaimer Min Agado, Shein Akain Akinyan Gomer. Okay, Umaimer Ben Teshav Yom Echad, Imnaso Tchila Moel, Barei Hupos Bo Bo Agado, Rosen Suvein Aklum. Okay, that's about Maimer. So there's a Rav HaMagid here. I know, did Rav HaMagid didn't come out in the sheet that
it's
was
popped a little. The left The left side of it is chopped a little.
I'm sorry. My machines here were broken, so I had trouble. But I would like to read this Rabbi Maggid for tomorrow. The question is the Rabbi Maggid, in other words, we're left with a question at the end of the day. In other words, I was trying to claim that I'm still trying to claim that there are some Rishonim that hold that if you do Yibum with a katan, not like Rashi. Rashi says you get a Kinyan Gomer Daraisa. But there's a Shita's Rishonim that says that even though you don't get a Kinyan Gomer Daraisa, but a little bit of the Kinyan you do get me Daraisa. And Kinyan ain't no Gomer. You get a little Kinyan. And that's how I'm trying to explain the read. Dr. Begida said that you don't find anybody in the world that ever said such a crazy thing. Either Rashi Shita, you had a full Kenyan, and the other Shita is that there's no Kenyan. There's nobody in the world that says quasi. So I was trying from the Rambam, and he told me that my Raya from the Rambam is not a good Raya. And on the Rambam, since the Rambam uses the same Lashon that we find by Maimer, and Pashtus by Maimer, there's no Kenyan at all, Teresa. So it's a Raya against me, right? That's basically where all that I say, no, the fact that the Rabbi Maggid was only bothered by Maimer and he wasn't bothered by Katan is a Raya to me. Okay, that's where.
But Rabban can alter the Kenyan.
What? I can't.
For example,
Rabbanan said no. That's because Rabbanan, you're kind of here. We're saying we're trying to say Rabbanan did not. We're not saying Rabbanan weakened it. We're saying Rabbanan, if anything, made it better. Rashi Shita was a Rabbana Midraisa Yerkaina Rabban weakened it, but we're not in Rashi Shita because in Rashi Shita we said Typhus and Lamed Hey would not have worked out. So we're in the Riva Shita and in the Typhus Shita that it's Dame to Mu'uberes. It's Dame to Mu'uberes in the sense that there's no fulfillment of the mitzvah Yibo. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah yibum, so that means you definitely don't have a full midaraisa. You do not have a full kinyan. The question is, can I say that midaraisa you have a partial kinyan? So this is where I'm having a disagreement with Dr. Begida. I want to claim that from the Rambam's lashon, that the Rambam says ena kinyan kinyan gamur, it means that you have a midaraisa, a weak kinyan. Dr. Begida says that no, it means that midiraisa you have zero, and midirabanan you have a kinyan. And that's not what ain't a kind of kinyan gomer means. It's mashma ain't a kind of kinyan gomer deraisa, but kind of kinyan not gomer deraisa. But you see, that's what the Rambam said by Maimer. So the words mean the same by Maimer and by Katan. I said no, because the Rabbi Maggid only said it by Maimer. He didn't say it by Katan. I said that's where we're having this machlekes. So what I would like to do for tomorrow, and hopefully this will be resolve our problems, if maybe, there's this Rabbi Maggid in Perek Hey Halacha Yud Ches, who he quotes a Ramban Shita. And I'd like to understand first of all, what the Ramban Shita is, what this Ramban is saying. And at the end of the Ramban, maybe Sandy, maybe you can help me, because you have the kiyas and language. He says at the end, V'yesh b'zeh shita acheres. What does that mean when he says V'yesh b'zeh shita acheres? Does that mean that the Rambam is a different shita, or that they're just down, that there are other people that disagree?
Pashtus, I would assume that just there are other people who disagree. But they're saying there's something else floating out there.
In other words, Parshat Shot would be that when he's quoting this Ramban, he wants that this is what the Rambam holds. He quotes this giant Rambam, he says like 20 lines quoting the Ramban. So Parshat Shot is, according to your That's the key is, okay, I'm ready to go with that because it's good for me. No, but I hear. Now, I was not sure that he's quoting this Ramban superficially. You know, I'm not sure, is he quoting the Ramban to say this is what the Ramban means? That's what this, and then he says, the Eshba, the Shita, Cheres, or others disagree, but this is the Ramban Shita, and this is the mainstream Shita, and that's Pasha's what the Ramban means. Or he means that I'm quoting the Ramban, but you should know that the Ramban is different than the Rambam, and the Rambam is Yesh B'Lashit Achay. Okay, I'm not sure. But anyway, but I would like to learn, understand this Ramban that he quotes. So that's where I think I want to do tomorrow. And the question that we're focusing in and reading the Ramban is there, do we see such a svara of quasi kinyan deraisa? Right?
You know that's where the Ramban is from?
What?
Do we know where this Ramban is from? Is this the Kedushin? Is it?
No, I regretfully, I have to clean. Okay, I'll try and find. Again, the yeshiva here, as crazy as it sounds, we still don't have our svarim. Our svarim are still in the pods outside, locked up, because they still didn't give us an otzer yet, because they're still doing construction, even though they stopped the construction. But they stopped in the, you know, so I don't know where the Ramban. I can look. I don't know if it's going to help us. We know where the Ramban is. It says footnotes on the Ramban. Okay, but the question is, just to put it to crystal clear, the issue that we're arguing about is there a quasi-Kinyan deraisa? If there's a quasi-Kinyan deraisa, then Lechara, we can answer the Kasha on the Tysus. That you have a quasi kinyan, so it makes sense to say hutra. According to the riva, you don't have a quasi bia, so it doesn't make sense to say hutra. The question is, did we ever find anyone in the world that says such a thing as quasi kinyan? Because we don't want to make up a quasi kinyan without a raya. So I thought that there was a raya from the Rambam's lashon that the Megillah says. That there's obviously no raya because he uses the exact same lashon by Maimer. So I wanted to argue because of the Rava Magen. Okay, but not sure. And the question is, so reading this Ramban, can we deceive quasi Kenyan or not?
Okay. Just one line. According to Rabbi Rashi, and Yud Tess is also holding, she's not an Ashes Ish. Is that correct?
Yud Tess is a full fledged Ashes Ish. It's just you don't kill her. According to Rashi, Poshim Shad. She's 100% Ashes Ish, not quasi. She's 100% Ashes Ish.
This Ramban says she's not an Ashes Ish, but just a Kinyan Gamma.
I don't know if he's Rashi. Rashi and Kedusha and Parshim Shad is, she's 100% Ashes Ish. She's 100% Mekayim the Mitzvah. You did a perfect Kinyan. You're just like Zeres and Kosev, so you don't kill her. Some reason, if that's Rashi. I don't know. We'll see.
No, I'm saying because the Ramban sounds like he's
okay,
a fool.
Okay, I don't want to read the Ramban yet. Okay. Okay, anyway. So we'll try and do this tomorrow. All right, Yishikayach, everybody.
Thank you, Rebbe. Thank you.
Maybe if we find the Ramban, we'll see what's in this footnotes. I don't know if I have a Ramban with footnotes here anyway. So it wouldn't help me. Okay. Yishikayach.
Thank you. Thank you.